I'm a professional.
I grimaced, but Tony was a professional. He always managed to get us early editions of Hollow Games and bootleg copies of movies that were still playing in Dagon, and I knew he did more, at least for other clients. After all, it was what Alighieri's was known for. He shoved aside the pizza box and a book that screamed when it was touched. He rummaged around until he retrieved a small black bag from beneath a large lavender envelope and held it up dramatically. My heart raced. Some part of me hadn't believed he'd be able to get it. He tilted the bag, and the crystal dropped into his other hand, glowing with perfect golden light. A spark of creation, distilled from the feather of an archangel. A means to grant your deepest desire. A means to defeat fate. And it was mine.
Straight from the Archangel Gabriel, kiddo.
1. The scent of torment wafted on the breeze like delicious barbecue, briefly overpowering the ever-present odor of pumpkin and decay. My stomach rumbled, and I idly wondered what my parents were making for dinner. Leaves skittered along the sidewalk, filling the air with a dry, rustling sound, which alternated with tapping as some of the leaves sprouted legs and scurried across the ground. I kicked one out of the way before it could untie my shoelaces, and watched as it ran to hide in the moving shadows cast by the flames flickering beyond the wrought iron fence. In other words, it was a perfect afternoon, and with our much-needed week of vacation before we started a new school year, I had an extra bounce in my already jaunty step.
"There he is,"
Alistair exclaimed with obvious exasperation.
"You walked?"
"It's a nice day," I said, and grinned wickedly at my friends. When you had wings like we did, walking was something you saved for inconveniently tight spaces or short distances. But some days, when I wanted to be in the moment, there was something nice about putting one foot in front of the other.
"Dork."
Lilith rolled her eyes, but I didn't take it personally. I knew she loved me. Tolerated me, whatever, same thing.
"Are we playing or what?"
"We're playing," I confirmed, without picking up my pace at all. I had no desire to rush that sense of perfect freedom before break. You only get that feeling for an afternoon, and I was determined to enjoy it. Sure, vacation would be for relaxing and adventures, maybe a little mischief and a lot of fun, perhaps even an existential crisis or three. But that first sensation of nothing to do? Oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. I dropped my unusually light backpack onto the nearest park bench, stretched my black feathered wings, and launched myself into the air to join my friends, who were already airborne. The game was King of the Cage, but Alistair sometimes called it Super Smashy Smash. We had not agreed on that. The game had taken years to perfect, and I was quite proud of the result. A combination of the very worst parts of dodgeball and keep away, with just a touch of trash talk and one-upmanship. It was a game born in hell. Literally. And that was something worth celebrating. When living in one of the great hereafters, birth of any kind wasn't a common occurrence. We were more in the death-than-forever stagnant variety of business. The ball whistled through the air, randomly punctuated by the sound of rubber hitting flesh as one particularly hard throw or another was caught or missed. Alistair plummeted a few feet before rising above us all with flaps of his huge wings. Laughs and taunts filled the air, almost drowning out the sounds of agony beyond the fence. Not that I paid much attention to the wailing of the passed on, anyway. It was like the hum of a refrigerator, always there and just as meaningless.
"I think you're losing it, Mal," Alistair shouted. "That was..."
But whatever insult Alistair had been going to throw my way was drowned out by the clanging of bells, which was probably for the best. Maybe it was just that Alistair was relentlessly positive.